Some possible good news, I guess, for smokers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. North Carolina State University researchers have developed a new technique that can alter plant metabolism. Tested in tobacco plants, the technique showed that it could reduce harmful chemical compounds, including some that are carcinogenic. The findings could be used to improve the health benefits of crops. NCSU spokesperson Mick Kulikowski.
The NCSU technology reduced a number of harmful compounds, including nicotine and several cancer-causing compounds, simultaneously without detrimental effects to the plant.
A number of techniques can be used to successfully reduce specific chemical compounds, or alkaloids, in plants such as tobacco. But research has shown that some of these techniques can increase other harmful chemical compounds while reducing the target compound. The technique uses transcription factors and regulatory elements as molecular tools for new regulation designs. Regulatory elements are short, non-coding DNA fragments that control the transcription of nearby coding genes. Transcription factors are proteins that help turn certain genes on or off by binding to regulatory elements. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.